सहनोऽभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
In chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord is telling us about himself, how he incarnates in this world, about himself, what is his true nature. So he says, Ajo api san abhya atma bhutanam ishvaro api san. I am Ajaya. O Arjun, I am Ajaya, I am unborn. Abhyatma, I am imperishable. Bhutanam Ishwaro, I am Ishwar of all. Arjun wanted to know, if you have given knowledge to Surya Bhagwan, who are you? So Bhagwan said, Bhutanam Ishwaro, I am Ishwar of all. Bhutanam Ishwaro said. And how do you take a form from infinite to finite? Prakritim swam adhishtaya sambhavami atmamaya. Ruling over my prakriti, my maya shakti, I take a form. From infinite to finite, I take form. So what do, Bhagwan? Why do you take form? So he says, whenever there is increase in unrighteousness, adharma, and there is a decline in the righteousness, dharma, I take that form. What is the purpose? Dharma sansthapanarthaya. I get joy. If everybody is following their dharma, I get joy. Dharma sansthapanarthaya. So how do you firmly establish this dharma, righteousness? So he says, yes, I protect sadhu. Paritranaya sadhu nam. I protect all sadhus, all good people. And how you remove all these adharmic people? Vinasaya cha duskritam. I remove all wicked people. I destroy them. Because the dharma resides in the heart of a bhakta. Adharma resides in the heart of a wicked person. So I remove them, physically remove them. Khatam. Dhanasam sapnaya. Then Bhagwan says, Arjun, do you know one thing? If you come to know about my janma and karma, my janma, Bhagwan says, my janma and karma both are divya, divine, both are divine. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvata. Even if anybody comes to know about in tattvata, tattva means in true essence. What is that true essence? I am that Atman, I am that Paramatma, I am that Brahman. That is realizing. Then what will happen? Taktva deha punarjanma. When he leaves this body, then there is no punarjanma. So what happens to that jiva? Mameti swarjana, he comes to me. He becomes one with me. No more rebirth. So this is the fruit of knowing about Bhagwan. His birth is divine. Why birth is divine? Because his birth is not based on karma. Our birth is based on karma. His karma is divine. Bhagavan's karma is divine. Why karma is divine? Because his karma does not bind him. Our karma binds us. So they are altogether different from jiva. Oh, Bhagavan, I want to know you. Tattvata. What should I do? So in sloka number 10, the sadhana is given. What we have to do? Bita ragabhaya krodha manmaya mam vasrita. Bita ragabhaya, freed from rag, attachment, bhaya, fear, krodh, anger, manmaya. Mind should be absorbed in me. And mam upasrita, you should take refuge in me. Three things we have to do. So the preparation we have to do. Like for going into sleep, we all prepare according to our requirement. Light, fan, curtains, position, bed, everything, we all do this sadhana before preparation, before going into sleep. Similarly, before merging into Bhagwan, we have to do the sadhana. And these sadhanas, bita raga bhaya krodh, one, manmaya, and mam upasrita. Acha Bhagwan, are you partial? If you can give mukti to everybody, why you are not giving mukti to everybody? Why are you not giving? That means you are partial. Bhagwan says, no, I am not partial. But I follow one rule. What is that rule? Ye yatha mam prapadyante tan tathai bhajamyaham. So whosoever worship me in whatever way, ye yatha mam prapadyante, I serve him. I fulfill his desire, tatha. Same way I serve him. Mam vartamanu vartante manusya partha sarvasa. And all people really speaking, they are coming toward me only because everybody wants sukh only. Whether you pay for anatma thing or atma thing, you are ultimately are desiring sukh. Is it not so? Give me a son, you want it for sukh. Give me property, for sukh. Give me good health, for sukh. Bhagwan, I want to die. Also for sukh. I am so much worried, sorrow, in terrible state. Now I want to get relief. I want sukh. I want to get rid of this sorrow. Or Bhagwan, I want to you. Why? Because I want that permanent sukh. So mam vartamanu vartante manusya partha sarva. In all cases they are coming to me, they are asking for sukh only. They never come for dukkha. Bhagwan, give me dukkha. Nobody goes to temple and give me Bhagwan dukkha. Only Kunti said that. Why? She wanted to remember Bhagwan always. That is why she said, dukkha me sumiran sab kare, sukh me kare na koi. When the sorrow comes, then we think about Bhagwan. When we are happy, we don't visit temple. So Kunti said, Bhagwan, give me sorrow so that I can remember you always, continuously. Okay. But we have to understand both mukti and anatma sukh can't be achieved at a time. Both can't be gained at a time. I want worldly sukh also. I want permanent sukh also. No. That is not possible. Mukti and the sukh of the world, they cannot come together. They are altogether different. What the people are doing, kanchata karmanam siddhi yajanta hiya devata. Kanchata, longing for. People, they are all longing for siddhim. Siddhi means success. Success by why? How? By karma. Everybody wants success by karma. Because we all know, if I work for the whole day, per hour I get so many dollars, at the end of the day I get my money. Or if you are in a permanent job, at the end of the month you are getting. Or if you have got a contract thing, after the end of the contract you get something. We get immediately siddhim. Chipram imanuse loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. It is seen quickly, chipram, quickly you get their success, siddhim bhavati. Where? In manusya lok. In manusya lok. This manusya lok has got a speciality which you will not find anywhere else, in another lok. In manusya lok, we all have got a sastra adhikar. We can study scripture. Being a human being, animals, plant, or the Devata Jiva, they don't study scriptures. Why Devata, they are not studying scripture? They are always in sukh. Dukh mein sumiran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi. Devata, they are all sukhi. They don't want Brahmananda. Well, hum log anand mein, we don't want anything else. Chipravi manusura siddhir bhavati karmaja. So sastra adhikar we have got. Then another thing we have got is the varna, ashram and karma adhikar. This karma adhikar, freedom in action, is not in anywhere except the manusya. Only the human beings have got this freedom of action. I can come to Gita class if I wish. Uncle ji, I don't like you. I'm not coming from the next. Your wish. What will you do? If you are not coming to Gita class, if you are not doing satsang, then you must be doing dussang. There are only two things in the world. Either you do satsang or you are dussang. I know you will be going to dussang. Ja. So we have got the freedom in action, but the plant kingdom, can a mango tree give you orange? No. No freedom in action. They don't have. Animals, they also don't have any freedom. Okay. Then Lord says, Chatur Varna Maya system. I created this fourfold caste system. Not casteism. I created fourfold. But Bhagwan is not using the word jati. He is saying varna. Varna means color in Sanskrit. So, what is the difference between you and all the human beings? It is the mind and intellect, that's all. Mind and intellect is different. Otherwise, everybody has got two hands, two legs, two eyes, nose, and everything is one and same. Why CEO is getting so much of money? Or a helper coming to clean up our house is getting only petty money, little bit of money? Because of mind and intellect. Mind and intellect. Chaturvarna Mayasra, he said, I created four types of these people, Varna, depending on Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. When the Sattva is predominant, followed by Rajas and Tamas, he is a Brahman. When is the Rajas predominant, followed by Sattva and Tamas, he is Kshatriya. When the Rajas is predominant, followed by Tamas and Rajas, he is Vaishya. And when the Tamas is predominant, followed by Rajas and Sattva, he is Sudra. So four types of people are required in this world to run the show. In company also we require four types of people. Chief Executive Officer is Brahman. Chief Operating Officer is Kshatriya. Finance department is Vaishya. All the workers and clerks are all Sudra. In the human form also we have got the head is Brahman. Our two hands are Kshatriya. Our stomach is Vaishya. Two legs are Sudra. So everywhere is created by Bhagwan. Chaturvarna Maya system, Guna Karma Vivaksa. How you have done? Very scientifically I have done. I told you. It depends on Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. It is the permutation and combination of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. I have created these four type of persons. And I have decided the karma for them also. What Brahman will do, what Kshatriya will do, and what Vaishya will do, and Sudra. That also it's written in Bhagavad Gita. Taskartaram apimam. I am the author for that. But in the same line he says, Vidhi akartaram abhyam. But no, I am akarta, I am not doer. I have not created this. Abhyam, I am imperishable. In the same line he says, I am karta, I am author. And again says, no, I am akarta. So from the empirical side, from the empirical level, he says, I have created. And from the paramarthic level, from his level, nothing is there. So there is no question of creation and division among the humanity. Therefore, I am akarta abhyam. Then further he says in sloka number 14.
Namam karmani limpanti.
Namam karmani limpanti.
Name karma phale spriha.
Name karma phale spriha.
Iti mam yo bhijanati.
Iti mam yo bhijanati.
Karma bhirna sabadhyate.
Karma bhirna sabadhyate.
Namam karmani limpanti. Name karma phale spriha. Iti mam yo bhijanati. Karma bhirna sabadhyate.
Lord is telling us renunciation of action will happen by spiritual knowledge. Jnana, karma, sannyas. Karma sannyas will happen by jnana. By spiritual knowledge there can happen renunciation of action. Namam karmani limpanti, nama karma palesbhya. Actions don't taint me. So when Bhagwan comes, he also acts in this world. But Bhagwan says, name karmani limpanti. My actions don't taint me. Number one, name karma phale spriha. I don't desire any karma phal, root of action. I don't need anything. Itimam ye abhijanati. Itimam, in this way, if somebody knows me, karma bhi na sabadhyate, he will also not be bound by action. We are all bound by actions. So, jeev is tainted by karma. Four things happen when we act in this world. Four things happen. Number one, we are getting all the situation and circumstances according to our past actions. We are getting all situation and circumstances according to our past actions. If we are sukhi now, we must have done good action in the past. If we are dukhi now, so we must have done some wrong action in the past. But which, when I have did that, we don't know. We can't say. It can be 100 lives before or maybe 500 lives before. The fruit have fructified now. Number two, when we act in this world, our kartitva, doership, strengthen. Doership strengthen. The more we get success, our doership strengthens. Number three, by action we can increase or decrease our combination of gun. We can change our permutation combination of gun. We are born with a defect. What is the defect? We are rajas and tamas pradhan. Bhagwan is sattva pradhan. It is manufacturing defect. We also have got sattva, but a little bit of sattva we have got. So what we have to do? We have to put in effort to reduce rajas and tamas and increase sattva. So by karma we can do that. By karma we can reduce rajas and tamas. A person born in Brahman family can become a Sudra. A person born in Sudra family can become a Brahman by effort. By karma it can be done. And number four is the vasanas can be increased or decreased by karma. By sakam karma, we will increase our vasanas. That is what we are doing. We are expert in sakam karma. So our opening capital is increasing, no? In this life it is increasing. So don't think it is a good thing. Increasing capital of vasana is not a good thing. It's a bad thing. We are supposed to reduce vasana in this life. How can we reduce the vasana in this life? By niskam karma. We can reduce it. So we all are tainted by karma. But Bhagwan, mam refers to akarta abhyam iswar. He is akarta. Akarta means no ego. What is ego? Aham karta it is. Ahankara. Definition given in Tattva Bodh by Shankaracharya for ego or ahankara is aham karta. I am doer. But Bhagwan says, I am not doer. I am a karta. Acha Bhagwan, if you are a karta, then who is karta? Apply the law of remainder. What is the law of remainder? Only two things are there. Bhagavan and Prakriti. Purush or Prakriti. Atma or Anatma. If Atma is a Karta, who is Karta? Grade 1 student will tell who is Karta. By law of remainder. So Prakriti is Karta. So I don't identify with Prakriti. Hence there is no contamination. No contamination. No Ragadves. For me there is no Ragadves. No likes and dislikes. But we all have got rag and dves. We create vasana. So what is the relation between Bhagwan and Prakriti? It is relationless relationship with Prakriti. This is how our Gurudev explained. What is the relation between Bhagwan and Prakriti? There is a relation. Relationless relationship. Because Bhagwan is never contaminated or affected by karma prakriti. Na me karma phale spriha. Bhagwan has no desire for karma phal. I don't want any fruit. Why? Are he is bliss. He is a mass of bliss. And the Shastra says a fraction of a drop of that bliss. He is ocean of bliss. Shastra says, a fraction of a drop of that bliss is sufficient to give sukh from Brahmaji to Pipilika in past, present and future. Imagine. Now Bhagwan is bliss swarup. Will he be interested in some petty sukh of we get from karma? We toil for 30 days and we get a check. That also a paper. Put it in bank and they give you again paper. You have got so much a paper. You put it in four of they give you another paper. And we are all happy with that paper only. Paper is giving me sukh. Is Bhagwan happy with this paper? Useless thing. Paper. You can't take it with you, that paper. So he is bliss swarup. So therefore he is not interested. Another thing. Bhagwan is the owner of the whole world. Why is the owner of the world? What sukhi will get by doing any action there? He is owner himself. Okay. Iti maam ye abhijanati. One who knows me this way, he is liberated. Knowing has to be Atma Rupa. I am that Atma. The moment I come to know that I am that Atma and that Atma is Akarta, I will be also happy. I will be also become happy. So there will be no Kartitva and Bhoktitva. So what is the procedure of knowing him? Is the same. Like in Yaveti Tattvata in verse number 9 and Mam Abhijanati in this verse, in this slok 14, the process is one and same which is given in slok number 10. Be careful. I hope you have got book in front of you. So whatever is said in slok number 9, Yo Veti Tattvatah and Mam Abhijanati in this slok, the steps are given in slok number 10. What are the steps? What we have to do? Bita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasrita. Three things we have to do. The sadhana is given there. Okay. Now after discussing avatarvad, Lord comes back to karma yoga again. Next verse.
Evam gyatva kritam karma.
Evam gyatva kritam karma.
Purvairapi mumukshubhihi.
Purvairapi mumukshubhihi.
Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam.
Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam.
Purvai purvataram kritam.
Purvai purvataram kritam.
Evam gyatva kritam karma. Purvairapi mumukshubhihi. Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam. Purvai purvataram kritam.
Evam gyatva, having known this, karma kritam, please act accordingly. Purvai api mumuchabi. In ancient time, people, those who were mumuchu, those who wanted liberation, they also acted this way. Kuru karma eva tasma. Therefore, Arjun, do this way, the way I am suggesting you. Kuru karma. Tvam purvai purva taram kritam. Even by in the olden time, the ancient also, they also acted that way. So having known this, the ancient seekers of mukti also performed action. Therefore, you too perform action as did the ancients in the olden days. Evam gyatva. What is this evam gyatva? Having known that namam karmani limpanti in slok 14. What we have to know? The karma don't taint me. Mam vidhi akartaram. I have to know that I am akarta. Karma don't taint me and I am akarta. Evam gyatva. If we act that way, then there will be no papunya. Having known that I am akarta, we are all karta at this point of time. And that also is a wrong understanding. There are two things, one is akarta atma, another is karta prakriti. And we are combination of this atma and anatma. And we consider, I am karta. We never think that prakriti is doing. We never think that way. So if we act as an akarta, no pap punya. If there is no pap punya, no birth. No birth. If your actions are pap karma, bad karma, you will have to take birth in the lower yoni. If you take do a lot of good work, good action, punya karma, again you have to be born in the higher loka to experience sukh there. But if I consider myself as akarta, what will happen? No pap punya, and that will remove our vasanas, clean it. We have to understand, Bhagavan is not doing karma yoga. Bhagavan is a karta. He is not doing karma yoga. He is not karta nor bhukta. We have to do karma yoga to purify ourselves. Why he is a karta? Because he is nitya jnani. Jnani means what? I am Brahman. And Bhagavan has already said that I am aja. I am abhyam, imperishable. I am not born. I am akarta. No rag dvesh in me. No pap punya in me. Okay. So if karma yogi who wants to reach akarta bhav has to convert himself as karan of the Lord. Karan means instrument. From karta bhav he cannot jump to akarta bhav in one go. We have to become instrument. I have to consider myself an instrument in the hand of God. Whatever Lord wants to make anything done from me, karan bhav, instrument. From karta bhav, karan bhav. From karan bhav, you go to akarta bhav. So in karma yoga, we know karma is done for the happiness of the Lord. So no rag desh is created by that. No rag desh is created. So sakam karma done with karta bhav will give karma phal, which will create rag and desh, because we will say, yes, I like this, I don't like this. So rag and desh, likes and dislikes, will be created. Purvai api mumuchubi, in the past mumuchu followed the same path. In the past means your ancient Janakadi, they did, Maharaj Janak, he also did karma yoga. And purvai purva taram kritam, purvai, and even before Janakadi, people acted that way. Who were the people before Janak? First sloka of this chapter, Vivaswan, Bhagwan gave that knowledge to Surya Devta. He is still acting karma yoga. He is giving us light and heat. Why is he giving? For the happiness of the Lord. He is still practicing. Surya Devata gave it to Manu. Manu gave it to Ikshvaku. So Janakadi also did this, and before Janaka also, Surya Devata and everybody, they also did the same thing. Therefore, O Arjun, karma yogic, time tested, ancient path, earlier people got benefit. Arjun, you also do karma yoga. Very scientific. So if we follow karma yoga, we will also get the benefit. Mind will be purified. When the mind is purified, we come to realize. Tasmat tam kuru karma eva. Tasmat, therefore, Arjun, you also act that way. Kuru, Bhagavan is saying, do. He's not requesting, please, Arjun, you do. He's saying, kuru, do it. Okay. Why to Arjun? Because Arjun, you are Shrestha. You are leader of society. You are says, but if you perform karma yoga, what will happen? Other will also, they will also follow you. So don't hesitate. You will get success. Kuru karma looks simple, but it is difficult to perform. You see, even jnani after knowledge, he also performs. But he performs for loka sangraha. Lok sangraha means what? Lok sangraha means showing the right path to people. Go this way, become sattvic. Follow this path. And ajnani sadhak will have to do karma yoga for what? He will have to do karma yoga for atma suddhi. So there are only two paths. Jnani also acts, ajnani also acts. For a jnani, Bhagavan says, do karma yoga. For jnani, he is also doing karma. Showing right path to others. Bhagavan wants to tell us, don't create a new path. We all have created a new path without studying Bhagavad Gita. What is that new path? Sakam karma. It is never stated in any scriptures that do sakam karma. Nishiddha karma and kama karma are to be avoided, says our scriptures. But we have created sakam karma. Doing karma with the karta bhav and increasing the capital of vasana, which we think the more is the capital, we will be more sukhi. No, we will be more dukhi. We will have to take so much of births again according to our vasana. Next.
Kim karma kim karmeti. Kavayopyatra mohitaha. Tatte karma pravakshyami. Yajgyatva moksha se shubhat. Kim karma kim akarmeti. Kavayopyatra mohitaha. Tatte karma pravakshyami yajgyatva moksha se shubhat.
Bhagavan says, tatte pravakshyami. Pravakshyami, I shall teach you. Pravakshyami. It's a promise. Bhagavan is promising, I am going to tell you. What? Kim karma, what is action? Kim akarma, what is inaction? Iti kavaya api atra mohita, kavaya the sage or the wise people, atra in this. Mohita deluded. Even the wise people are deluded. They can't distinguish whether it is a right action or a wrong action. It is very deep subject. Tatte pravacchami yat gyatva. I will tell you about karma. Having known mocha se asubhat, you shall be liberated from the evil. What is this evil? Evil is the birth and death. By doing action, we are creating vasanas, which is the cause of our future births. Bhagwan will tell us what is karma, what is akarma, by knowing fully that we can avoid this birth and death. So Lord is creating a jigyasa, an inquiry in all of us. Oh, I also want to know what is karma and karma. So many times you see we are doing some actions, we think they are good actions, but really it is those are bad actions. We don't know. We don't know. Many times it happens. It is a deep topic, but fruit of this knowledge is moksha. Even wise people deluded about this. What is karma? What is karma? Karma here means vihit karma. Vihit karma means as prescribed in the scripture. As prescribed in the scriptures, according to our Shastra, according to our Bhagavad Gita. Whatever is prescribed in the Shastra, vihit karma is karma here, which is to be done by all of us. And akarma means what? Akarma means viruddha karma. Doing what is not prescribed, not stated in Shastra. Not stated in Shastra. Or not doing any action is a karma. Karma, if you prefix a before that, it becomes opposite. So karma means vihit karma. Akarma means what? Which is not prescribed. Or akarma means not doing action. There are other meanings also, but for these two is sufficient. Even wise are confused about it means what? Wise are confused. I will give you an instance. When Yudhishthir was playing gambling on behalf of Pandav with the Kaurav, he lost all his wealth. Then he put Draupadi also on gamble. And lost Draupadi also. Draupadi at that time asked Bhishma Pitamaha whether putting me on gamble is a right action or not. Please tell me. Bhishma Pitamaha could not answer. Wise man, kabeo atra mohita, deluded. In another instance, while the fight was going on in Kurukshetra, one day Bhishma Pitamaha said, tomorrow I will kill all Pandavas. And we all know Bhishma Pitamaha got Ichha Mrityu. He will not die. He will not die unless he wants to die. When Lord Krishna heard something is to be done, on that night he sent Draupadi to Bhishma Pitamaha, instructed Draupadi, you will go there, you will prostrate, you will do the ghungat so that Bhishma Pitamaha should not see your face. She went there at night time to the Sibir, the camp of, tent of Bhishma Pitamaha, prostrated Bhishma Pitamaha. And he says, Sumangali Bhava. Sumangali Bhava means, now he can't kill Pandava. He has blessed Draupadi. Next day he could not kill. See? Kabayo Atra Mohita. Tatte karma pravakshami yat gyatva mochase asubha. Therefore, Lord said, I will tell you about the karma so that knowing about actions and its nature, you will be free from sansar. We have not studied Bhagavad Gita, therefore we don't know how to act. It is only for last few years we are listening about karma yoga, karma yoga, karma yoga, karma yoga. What is karma yoga? We are listening. Some may have started, some may have not yet started. We don't know even the simple things. How to do puja, we don't know. How to do japa also, we don't know. We have to learn how to act in the world. Why we have to learn? Because without karma, without action, we can't stay even for a moment. Even a moment. And through karma we'll get liberation. Because of karma, we are getting bound. Karma is the cause for our bondage. Karma is the cause for our liberation. If we act as per the scriptures, then we will get liberation. By the same karma, scriptures will not tell us that you have to do this thing. Leave your profession and tomorrow, from tomorrow onward, you have to do this action. It is not stated anywhere in Upanishad or in Bhagavad Gita. This specific action we have to do for getting liberation. No. We have to do whatever we are doing, whatever profession we are doing. Whatever it may be, if you are a teacher, doctor, lawyer, or cleaner, or a driver, whatever, mechanic, whatever profession we are doing, do the same thing, but as a karma yoga. It will liberate you. Niskam karma will liberate you, sakam karma will you bind you. Sakam karma will bind you. I hope you all understand. Karma is the cause of bondage. Karma is the cause of liberation. If we want liberation, we have to follow the vihit karma, shastra karma. We have to do it. But many of us, even, you know, we don't know even that the karma binds us, you know. Many of us are so agyani, so ignorant. We don't know that my karma is binding me. That also we don't know. More we will see about the karma in succeeding slokas. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.